everybody, welcome back to a new podcast episode, and this time with the topic I have no time, or there's no time. Is that really an excuse, or is it just a thing of setting priorities, or are these people or these things you want to do not so important for you? That's the question. And for me, the answer is pretty simple, but as you already know from my podcast, I will give it to you after we discuss it. When we talk about time, first of all, as we all know, we all have 24 hours. Nobody has more, nobody has less, unless you die at that day or something crazy happened to you in a coma. We all have the same time. That means it doesn't matter if somebody is really poor, if somebody is average, if somebody is the richest, is on the elite level of money, whatever, we all have the same time. So that means we can prioritize how we do our how we start our day, how we schedule our day. Of course, when somebody doesn't work for another person, another company, it's different. He can schedule and work off his day different because he is able to do it what he wants, when he wants, because he's his own boss. But still, for all these people who working for another person, another company, and who are employed, they still have the rest of the days off, where they can do their own schedule, where they can decide what to do with the time. Because in the Western culture, nobody is allowed to work 12 or 16 hours in a row for somebody. It's just the law, it's not allowed. So that means most people, they work 9 to 5, or even if people who have a shift, so either early shift, mid shift, or night shift, you still have these hours between. So that means in that time you can schedule what to do, when to do, and what activities, with whom you wanna be, what person do you choose. It's all about your choices. And that's why, in my opinion, when people all the time say, oh, I don't have time, it's too hard, whatever, I can't, in my opinion, it's totally bullshit, and it's a big excuse. And I tell you why. Because first of all, as we said in the beginning, we all have 24 hours. And second, it's just a priority thing. Because suddenly, if something comes up, what that person likes, suddenly the time is there. Because whenever we like something, or we enjoy something, we always try to spend as much time for that as we can. And even if it's tight, a tight schedule, we try to avoid other things to make that as a priority. And of course, everybody has different priorities. You can't force anybody to do anything, because it's their life, and that's okay. But what I can't stand absolutely is these excuses when somebody says, oh, I don't have time, or when they tell you something and they set a date, set a meeting, or whatever, it's either in the business, for training session, or for a date, you know. It's always a time thing. And always when the people don't show off, they have an excuse, oh, I don't have time, I forgot the time, I was in a rush, somebody died, I was late, I slept too long, I didn't get your message, all that bullshit. And in my opinion, it's totally bullshit. But because if you really want that, you make sure you will not oversleep it, you make sure you are on time, or at least when you may be a little bit late, but you're still on the way, you text that person or call him or her, I'm on the way, give me 10 more minutes. That's a total different thing. But having no time, or to say I have no time, is a bullshit, is totally bullshit, and it's a big excuse for me, because you decide what to do, and you decide the people around you. You decide in what circle you want to be, you want to live, and the circle who hangs around you. Because remember, you will be the average of the five people you hang around most of the time. So that means if they're really good, if they're successful, if they're trying to accomplish things, it's very highly that you become like them. But if you hang around a bunch of losers, you will be the average of them. That means you will be also losers. So that's why that argument, I don't have time, is just a bullshit excuse. For me, that doesn't count. Because time is priority, setting priorities. Of course, always something can happen. We can never guarantee everything 100%. But unless somebody dies, or you suddenly really crazy sick at that day when you have a meeting or whatever, that's a total excuse. And For example, if something really happens to you, you're sick or whatever, some a person from your family gets sick or something happens, you will make sure to be as soon as possible back or to set a next date. You will say, or you will call that person and say, oh, okay, sorry, today I can't do it. Absolutely, I'm so sorry. But what about next week? I have Monday and Wednesday free. So that's an example. That's how I do it. That's how a lot of people do that, because they actually want that. They actually want to meet that person, actually want to train, they actually want to do that business meeting. So it's all about priorities and setting the right time. And yeah, that's it. It's a very short episode, I know, but I just want to talk about that. Tomorrow I have a really great episode again, and with an amazing guest. You had that pleasure of listening to that podcast before, early in this year. And yeah, I'm very excited. I hope you will also like that. Thank you so much for your support, for the ratings on iTunes. You can follow me and message me, as always, on Instagram at Taekwondo Artist, or message me on Anchor. My podcast is available on all podcast platforms like iTunes, Google Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, and so on and so on. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, for the support. Until next time, bye everybody.